11:16 SEN, Sunday Sports Central with Kevin Hillier. For Tyre Power's footy finals catalogue, visit tyrepower.com.au.
It is 21 past 2 here in 11:16 SEN, Melbourne's home of sport. Now, we had a couple of SMSs saying they don't know what happened last night in the AFLW State of Origin game, the women's game last night. Well, not a lot to tell you really, because the Victorian girls flogged them basically. Was not much of a contest from all reports. Was a very big win to the Vics in the end. If you want to know the score, turn away now. Victoria 17-11-113 defeated the Allies 2-4-16. There wasn't an awful lot to talk about, but we might have a quick little listen to. We won't go to that. I've got Liam Santa Maria on, so we're going to talk some basketball. Hello, Liam. How are you, mate?
Good, thanks, Kev. You?
Yeah, very well, thank you. Now, I mentioned we had a couple of the boys from Melbourne United. I call them the Tigers before. I'm going to go up and wash my mouth out with soap in a minute. We had a couple of the boys from United on during the week. They're all up and about. Looks like they've recruited exceptionally well for this coming season.
They have. I mean, they've brought back all the major pieces from last season. Chris Golding obviously still under contract, but they brought back Casper Ware and Josh Boone, huge signings. And then they went and signed Casey Prather. He's won a couple of championships with the Perth Wildcats, and he was runner-up in the MVP last year. So that's a massive signing. And probably the most significant one is the change of the head coach, Dean Vickerman, Melbourne boy. He's taking over from Dean Demopoulos. And they've got, on paper, they've got a sensational team. But as we know, Kev, the titles aren't won on paper, but they've certainly got the tools to get it done.
What's the difference in coaching style with the new coach? Will we see something dramatically different?
Well, look, I think so. I mean, the main thing is that it's an Australian guy who just knows the NBL and can relate to the players at a maybe kind of closer level than Dean Demopoulos was able to do. The history of American coaches being successful in the NBL is up and down, and I'm not sure that Dean Demopoulos ever really kind of got that connection going with his players at Melbourne United. Dean Vickerman, he's much more of a calmer kind of coach on the sidelines, much more of a tactician. He's won a championship with the New Zealand Breakers a few years ago. He learnt his trade primarily under Andre Lemanis. So
okay.
He's a real thinker. I think, you know, everybody at Melbourne United is pretty excited to have him on board.
Now, how are they able to get Casper Ware back? I know he's had some summer tryouts in the NBA. Is that still kind of hanging in there, that if that opportunity arises, he will go Wooshka?
Look, I don't think so. Certainly, he wanted to test those waters out this summer in terms of the American summer, as did Casey Prather. And I think the thing that worked in Melbourne United's favour was they were patient with those two spots. And they allowed those guys to really give themselves every opportunity to get an NBA two-way deal or a training camp invite. And when that wasn't going to happen, Melbourne still had those spots available and were able to sign them up. Certainly, Perth Wildcats would have loved to have got Casey Prather back in their small forward position, but they wanted to get their players locked away early in the piece. And when Prather turned around and said, "All right, look, it's not happening for me in the NBA," they'd already signed up a guy in that spot, whereas Melbourne weren't, were able to pounce on him and Casper Ware. So it's really worked out in their favour, and they've got a sensational squad to enter the season.
Is game time going to be an issue?
Look, maybe. Certainly there's only one ball, as we know, and a lot of...
It's only five spots.
Yeah. And serious talent. But look, Dean Vickerman's the right guy to manage that.
Yep.
Melbourne's had a lot of talent on their roster for years. I mean, going into the 14-15 season, Joey Wright, you know, when Daniel Kickett first signed, Joey Wright said, "This is the best-looking roster I've seen in the NBL for a long time." And they just weren't able to kind of connect, and the chemistry wasn't right. And I think you've got to have the right head coach on board if you're going to have that much talent, and I think Vickerman's the right man to bring it together.
You are putting an awful lot of stock in this man.
Well, I mean, I think he's got the runs on the board. I know him personally, and
yep.
He's got a long kind of lot of experience within and around the NBL, and I think he's a great coach and a really great signing. That's why I think he's the best signing Melbourne have made over the off season, which is a big call when you look at the players that they've signed. And yep. I think the change at the head coaching position has been the key. And I think now they're going to give themselves every opportunity to make the most of their roster.
It's a chicken and egg, but you know, the signing Dean to the head coaching job, did that keep Golding and keep all those blokes? They all went, oh, okay, I'll stay because of this.
Good question. Golding was certainly still under contract, so not in his case. But I think it might have gone some way to bringing some of those guys in, like bringing Casper Ware back, maybe.
Yep.
Certainly Casey Prather, maybe. Look, I know for a fact there's a few, you know, quite a number of players. Ty Wesley's been really open and honest, saying him and Dean Demopoulos never really clicked. And you know, I think that it was a pretty open secret that it wasn't really working out. So bringing a guy like Vickerman in can only help, I reckon.
All right, good on you, Liam. You have high hopes for United for this year. Can they go all the way? I know it's early.
They can. They've got the tools and they've got the coach now to bring it together. That's the goal, is a team that's built to win now. If they don't miss the playoffs, it'd be a massive, massive disappointment. And I think they've got every chance to go all the way.
And do we just write Pert's name in the playoff calendar right now, because they're in it every year? No matter how bad they go, they find a way to get in there.
Well, the smart money would suggest you would. 31 years there's 31 reasons to pencil their name in, I'd say, Kev.
Quite unbelievable, their record. Good on you, Liam. Enjoy the rest of Father's Day. Thank you.
You too, mate.
Liam Santamaria there from NBL.com.au.